Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have a wonderful gentleman with us. He is a returning guest of ours. He is a psychotherapist and the owner of Zach Lehman Therapy from McLean, Virginia. Welcome back to the show, Zach Lehman.
Hi, Muriel. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming back on the show. A pleasure as always. I'm very excited because the topic of our show this afternoon is going to be the power of forgiveness. And I think it's such a great topic because I just think that it's something that basically makes a big difference in my life and in our life in general. So I want you to start it off and then I'm going to bump in halfway through to explain, like from a layman's term, but it's okay.
Absolutely. So just before I do that, I just want to drop in one quick comment here. I decided to follow the advice I give my clients today and by curating my day. And the way I did that is I put some high quality moments onto my schedule. So I decided that as I got ready for work this morning, I was going to listen to some Johann Sebastian Bach, and that during my lunch hour, I'd spend 15 minutes reading a chapter of a book by my favorite author. And last but not least, I'd come onto your radio program this afternoon and share with those listening something that will help them to bring out the very best in themselves as human beings. And that, of course, is the value and the power of practicing forgiveness, which I think is an underrated and underappreciated skill that can really enhance people's lives. So let me start out, when we talk about forgiveness, let me start out by asking the listeners to imagine what impact it would have on your life if 9 out of 10 times someone said something mean to you, you said thank you, or you offered them a compliment, and then you walked away. What would happen to your life? Most likely, you'd be taking a certain amount of the stress and toxic interactions that you have in your life and just obliterating it. So I think that's really a good initial example of how letting go can be a very powerful way of living your life. Many people have family members or other people in their lives who at one time or another, Muriel, they can be very insensitive or selfish, petty, mean at times with the words they're saying or the things they're doing. And the common knee-jerk reaction we all have is to feel angry and resentful. And while this is perfectly understandable and it's justifiable, the big problem here is that when we immediately give in to these negative feelings, the results are usually the very opposite of what we really want. I think that A big part of the reason for this is that anger is contagious, and no matter how justified our anger is, the response we get when confronting others who are already in a negative place, it's often just as negative. And so the interaction just ends up adding more negativity and more conflict and more stress to our lives rather than giving us a satisfying resolution. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does, and it's funny because I think with forgiveness, I think it's something that you learn more as you get older, because I feel like when you're young, you know, when you're in your teens and your 20s, etc., you're less likely to forgive because, you know, and I feel like now that I'm older, I'm more likely to forgive because I think part of it for me personally is that my life is so much more fulfilled. And I feel like I'm in such a good place that I don't really care about holding on to any baggage, but I've held like you know, like things inside of me for like many, many years in the past. I felt like a girl back at school when we were 18 did me wrong. And I kept that grudge for like 15 years, you know, until Facebook came along. You know, until Facebook came along, and then, but you know, but as you said, it really does. It empowers you. It makes you feel good.
It really does. So, I think what we have to think about is that. Well, what I think everyone needs. I mean, again, it's just a human reaction to be angry or to feel negatively. But I think one thing that can really help us from giving in right away to anger and to hurt feelings is to remind ourselves that anger is optional for us. It doesn't have to be our only option. It's one option. This way we're giving ourselves permission to step away from it. And the second thing in understanding the power of forgiveness is that the moment we forgive someone who slights us or provokes us, that person is losing their power to hurt us. Even if they hurt us in the moment, they lose their power to continue to hurt us with their words. One example I have an example here. There's a couple I know, and they have two young children. And recently, the father shared a story with me of how his father-in-law made condescending remarks to someone else about this father's career, and he was saying how this father wasn't ever going to be a success like he was. And the thing about it is this father was right across the room from him. So it seemed apparent to this father that his father-in-law, this was a derogatory comment that his father-in-law wanted him to overhear. And so he was angry, and his first angry impulse was just to take the bait and confront the father-in-law. But he decided to hold back, and his next impulse was just to tell his wife he'd no longer have anything to do with them and never visit them or have anything to do with them. But I think the key step that really helped him initially avoid problems was he gave himself permission to wait for his anger to cool off so that he could make a rational decision about which option would serve him best. And so he had several things that actually helped him arrive at the conclusion that forgiveness was best. What helped him, the first thing that helped him, he asked himself, what is the best version of myself in this situation? So he asked himself, will I be at my best confronting this, or will I be at my best forgiving? And when we think about what helps us be at our best, it's often not being when we're being angry, right? It's we're at our best when we're helping, when we're at our most generous. And so that was one thought. The next thought he had was that the person who needs the most has the least to give, right? So a person who's going to the effort of being petty or mean must be feeling, at least at that moment, they must be feeling like a pretty poor and miserable person. So this person is not being giving or kind, and so they may be the one who needs the most. And the third thought was, if he made a big deal of it, his father-in-law would have the satisfaction of being able to manipulate his emotions and get him upset. And that wouldn't be good. And then, of course, the conflict could have turned into a bigger battle. But if he forgave his father-in-law, then he would no longer care about what his father-in-law said, and he would no longer be consumed by his anger about it. So I think that's a great example of how he liberated himself from the anger this other man was putting on him, and he was no longer the victim. So sometimes we're a victim of what other people say to us. We're a victim of and this could be people in our own family. This could be people who are close to us, but it could be strangers. But the things that people say to us, that's one way we're kind of a victim. But the other way we're a kind of a victim is when we're victimized by our own anger, or we're sort of helpless to liberate ourselves or kind of unshackle ourselves from that anger. So hopefully the steps of giving yourself permission to wait and cool off so that you can choose the option, and again, if you choose to be angry, you can always, there's no deadline. I could wait, a couple hours and then be angry at the person and express anger. But it's a more thoughtful response, and it's a more empowering response. Or I could think about what's best for myself or what my best version of myself is. Or I could think about how liberating it is for me to let go of the situation.
Absolutely. I have a quick question for you here, Zach. This person, this couple that are coming to you, did they come to you after this incident, or were they already coming to you prior to what happened? And do you think that if they had been coming to you prior to what happened, do you think that he was capable of doing it because of the fact that he'd already come to you a couple of times?
Right. So actually, I think that he came to me during, and it was because he was very conflicted, okay? Because mm-hmm. part of him was still angry. Part of him deeply resented having someone, as close to him as his father-in-law to look down on him. And so, a part of him very much wanted to lash out. But he was able to, even prior to coming to me, he was able to stop himself from responding because part of him felt like maybe that wasn't the best idea. So we were talking about his options and talking about what would make him feel like the best he could possibly be as a human being. And that's how he kind of arrived at a solution or an option that felt better to him.
Wonderful. Well, you know what? He sounds like he's a very strong person with a strong personality and a sense of self-being to some degree. We have to get going to a very quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, but just to let you know that our guest is Zach Lehman, and he's a psychotherapist and the owner of Zach Lehman Therapy from McLean, Virginia. I'm going to give you his website. You can go and have a look at it. It's www.zachlehmantherapy.com, and his email address is zachlehmanlc@gmail.com. Stay with us. We'll be back very shortly.
Stones and Stuff. Get the right stuff into your world with Stones and Stuff. Do you feel, even with your accomplishments and achievements, you're between a rock and a hard place? Disconnected from the inner you? Then the team at Stones and Stuff can safely guide you through your spiritual journey to your authentic self, using stones, crystals, minerals, and the power of self-healing to find deeper insight into your life. Step back into the real you. Be set free to be who you were meant to be. Go to stonesandstuff.com or call for services at 207-874-0789. Stones and Stuff. Love rocks.
Have you been pondering in your mind that it is time to divorce your present spouse? Then it's time to contact Talitha Stewart, a life after divorce coach. Ask a woman who knows at 302-379-1752. The number again is 302-379-1752. Or go to enlightenedempowermentcoaching.com. Enlightenedempowermentcoaching.com. Talitha Stewart, a life after divorce coach.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we have a returning guest of ours. He's a psychotherapist and owner at Zach Lehman Therapy from McLean, Virginia. Welcome back to the show, Jack Lehman.
Thank you, Muriel.
Yay. Now, before we go any further, I have to say that I really wish that the government would basically, to some degree, pay for people like yourself, Zach, psychotherapists like yourself, to basically go to schools around the country, middle school, high school, etc., and just talk about the stuff that you do and talk about the things like our topic today, which is the power of forgiveness and a lot of the other aspects that of what you deal with and how you help people. Because I really think that it would make such a big you know, such a big change in people's lives. And I think that this is all so healthy, what you do and how you help people. But I think it's something that if we had it straight off the bat when we're like 13, 14, 15, I think we could all live longer, healthier, happier lives. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I think it says so much about the way we want to be able to live our lives as human beings when we have had the opportunity, and certainly if it happens while we're still in school or when we're very young, that's wonderful. But at any point in our lives, when we think about living our lives with compassion for other people and living our lives we can't always avoid feeling angry or responding angrily, but living our lives in a way that sort of proactively deciding that we're going to live our lives in a way that allows us to, that allows us to let go of anger and allows us to move past it, because so many people become stuck in that place, and it's a terrible place to be. So proactive, living proactively, this is something that if we have decided ahead of time that we want to be forgiving people, we're going to live a better life, because it's going to make it less often that we're engaging in really toxic interactions and really stressful situations. And the options for proactively addressing problems, you know, can still be there. I think the key with deciding, you know, how to handle the negativity we're getting from others, it starts with deciding ahead of time what problems and hurts that we experience are truly worthy of addressing, and which problems and hurts we experience that we're much better off ignoring or forgiving, so that, you know, our anger doesn't consume us. So I think that if we decide that something's worth addressing, we can still decide to address it, but we're going to decide to address it in a way that's more compassionate to ourselves and to the other person. And it's not just coming from the very first reaction we have.
I have to say that, because I feel like also forgiveness and just things like that, I think it's all things that we learn growing up as children. It's part of our environment. It's like part of our upbringing at school, within our homes, within our families, etc. And that's why I really think that sometimes all these things, you know, these are all things that you may be born to be a sweet person, etc., but, you know, what's around you really affects you. And I feel like that's why, for me, it's so important that, you know, children learn to forgive. I think it's something that when you start off early enough, it becomes a part of you. But you cannot be expected to do that as a child if you are not in an environment that, you know, that basically enables you to do that. So that's why I think, like, you know, being able to forgive and all these things that you do, I think it's so important that it starts off early and not necessarily when we're like teenagers or adolescents or adults, etc. Do you know what I mean? Why should we have to wait until we're like 50 years old to be free?
Well, I understand that. I think if we're fortunate enough to have role models and adults in our life who can model that for us, it really can help us learn how to do it. If we're unfortunate, we're in an environment where the people around us are always angry or always unforgiving, then the good news is actually that we can get on radio programs like here on Empire Broadcasting and hear conversations about it, and we can read books and we can learn things that help us realize the value of it. And it's something that has to be learned and experienced to really understand how valuable it is. I think the other part of being compassionate, and again, that helps us lead a better life, is to understand that compassion also has to be directed towards ourselves. And so part of this is forgiving other people, and part of us is learning how to be forgiving and compassionate towards ourselves. And that can also be a challenging thing for people, is learning how to forgive themselves. The problem is that sometimes people don't give themselves permission to have shortcomings and flaws, or they may feel badly about a time they acted hurtfully towards another person or done something terrible, and they end up kind of berating or feeling badly about themselves and never forgiving themselves. And the problem with that, and I'm not saying, by the way, that someone should just dismiss their mistakes or the bad things they do. I'm not saying that, because, of course, you can't forgive yourself if you're not taking responsibility for what you've done, because then you're just kind of dismissing or rationalizing it or denying it. But if you're willing to take responsibility for something hurtful you've done and acknowledge it and strive to be better, then forgiving yourself is an absolute necessity, because if you do not forgive yourself, then you're going to sap the energy that you're going to need to become the person you truly want to be. And it's all right. So
absolutely. I just want to find out, are there any steps that people can take to be able to enable them to forgive themselves? Is there, are there any things that they can do, like maybe sit down, write down what their thoughts are, etc.? How do you, if you're just an average Joe, how do you learn to forgive yourself and, more importantly, forgive others as well?
Well, one thing that you can do to help yourself forgive yourself is to remind yourself that we are not ever defined by one moment in our life or one decision in our life. It's a good thing that we're able to grow as human beings, and that as we go through life, we can always grow and become the person we want to become or strive to become. And so if we're feeling badly about a situation or an event in our life, we cannot allow that to define who we are. And the fact that we're feeling badly about something and, we're kind of resisting the idea or the impulse to forgive ourselves, and we have this impulse not to forgive ourselves, kind of is evidence, actually, that we do feel badly. And that's good, because that helps us to make the changes we need to make or to make the better decisions that we want to make as human beings. So part of it is realizing that we can always do better. And if we at any point don't reach the standards we want for ourselves or we fail, well, I don't think any of us can make it through this life without doing or saying something hurtful. I don't think any of us, we're human, we have flaws, none of us are going to be perfect. So we have to have a realistic standard and not expect, we're not machines or programmed to make every right decision or see the consequences. But even if we do, and we do the wrong thing, we have to. It's absolutely necessary to forgive ourselves to become who we want to become.
Right. Now, what happens when somebody else does something to us, and it's, they've never done or said anything to rectify it, and maybe it's been going on, it's been going on for some time, or maybe it happened once, like 10 years ago, etc., but we still feel the pain from the words, the actions, etc. What can a person then do, to free themselves of an injustice or something that they felt was done to them by another person?
Well, I would imagine that if someone feels deeply hurt or betrayed by someone that they care about, and it's a relationship that they value, I would imagine that they would be very interested at some point in considering expressing it to that person, if they believe that that person can hear it, if they believe that person can be open to a conversation about it. And this person can't let go of their hurt feelings, it can be really healing to actually express it with a desire to get heard. If they don't feel this person is in a place where they can hear how hurtful they've been, then I think you're in a place where you can't control everything, and you have to make the decision that you have to ask yourself whether this hurtful action you have to look at it in the context of the relationship. Does this hurtful action outweigh everything else that defines the relationship, all the good that might be existing in that relationship? If it outweighs all the good, then letting go might mean distancing oneself from the relationship. But the bottom line is, if the other person's not open to hearing it, that leaves this person with the choice of working on letting go. Because if you don't let go, you're allowing that other person's words to take on more importance in terms of how you feel about yourself than you give your own importance of your own feelings about yourself. And maybe the thing to do, if you don't have the power to get someone else to admit their wrongdoing, is to seek out other relationships that are more healthy and healing, and that will give the validation and support that this person deserves.
Right. I have to say that earlier on, there were a couple of things that you said that really stood out to me. And the first one is that anger is contagious, and that is just so true. It's so true, because I see it just in my daily life. If I'm angry and I shatter my son or my daughter, I guarantee you that kid will go and take it out on the other kid, you know? So you can see that in a daily life. And also the fact that anger is optional. And I think that maybe sometimes we don't realize this, but it is contagious, and we should really stop and have a look at it. And I assume this is just a normal reaction.
It's a very human reaction. I think one of the things that we have to do so that it doesn't become our only option, so that we don't feel compelled to act out of anger, I think is to pay attention to our self-care. It goes back to what I was saying in our earlier interview a couple of weeks ago about managing stress. I think I'm much less likely to respond out of anger if I've taken the time to start my day thinking about who I want to be ahead of time and how I want to pursue my relationships. So I think we all need to remind ourselves every day that, wow, I may well find someone today who's being or saying something hurtful, and how do I want to be? Who do I want to be? I want to be forgiving. And you can still choose anger, but I won't choose it out of a knee-jerk reaction. And so anger truly is more optional. And also, when we take time to set a positive tone from the very beginning of our day, we're less vulnerable to the hurtful things people say. That's why I started out our interview today saying, I wanted to make sure I listened to some classical music this morning before I started my day so that I'd start out in a calm mood. And it helps. So we all have to find those things that help us to distance ourselves from the very human reactions we'll have to the many, many frustrations and stresses that we have in our lives.
Right. And I think also that when you start the day off on a positive note, I feel that it tends to carry on for the rest of the day. And you know what? And as hard as it is, like, sometimes I feel like you just need to be able to stop and take things in and then just decide what you want to keep and what you want to throw away. But I feel like for most people, that's something that they don't think about doing. It's a normal reaction to just lash out. But I feel like just having people like yourself on this show, you know, for all our listeners out there who don't go to a psychotherapist or a psychiatrist or anybody else, it's great because they can listen to our shows and they can hear the advice that you give, which is, you know, absolutely fantastic. Now we've got the new year coming up. What kind of things would you say would be a very simple couple of things that we could maybe think of doing in the new year that is achievable, you know, that we can basically say, okay, I'm going to try in the new year to be a certain way, etc. And how do we go about it?
Okay, well, the first thing you can do is write down your intentions, because if we prioritize something by writing it down, we're much more less likely to be distracted by the negativity. We're much less distracted or pulled off course or vulnerable because we're prioritizing something positive. So if you can write it down or type it into your cell phone, type down something you can do. One thing you can do each day that will make your day better or will make you, again, the best version of yourself as a person. That can be different for everyone, okay? But it's really a lot about doing the work. You don't have to be in therapy to do this. You can simply take a couple of minutes. It's called being proactive. And we all can live our life reactively and be more vulnerable, or we can live proactively and look for opportunities to be the person we want to become.
Right.
So writing down your intentions is one specific technique, and the other, curating your day.
That's wonderful. Thank you so very much for that piece of advice. And I feel like, you know, before the New Year comes in, I feel like I'm going to just write something down and put it under my pillow and, you know, just maybe even dream about those intentions. but it's, you know what? Hey, everything helps. But thank you so much. And for all our listeners out there, our guest this afternoon has been Zach Lehman, and he is a psychotherapist and owner of Zach Lehman Therapy from McLean, Virginia. Have a look at his website, which is www.zachlehmantherapy.com, or go over and send him an email at zachlehmanlc@gmail.com, or give him a buzz at 703-442-7565. Again, thank you so very much for being on our show. Absolute pleasure as always, and the power of forgiveness. I think that's a great way we can all start our new year, new resolution. Throw away all that trash that we have, ladies and gentlemen. Get rid of it all. Thank you so much for being with us again, and we hope we have you back in the new year.
Thank you, Muriel. Have a great day and have a great new year.
Thank you.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.